Hi, this is Eddie from Big Ed's Barbecue in Waukegan, Illinois, and you are listening to the Geekcast Radio Network, sucker.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is TF2 and Mike from the Geekcast Radio Network, and if you're hearing this episode, this is the Marin Moments. That's right, Marin, M-A-R-E-N. In 2017, Karen and I met, and we had our history together, and sadly, I'm not going to bury the lead on this, she passed away in 2021. Not because of COVID, but because of other things, unfortunately, and I am still extremely sad and emotional, and I've been trying to do this podcast for the whole year since she passed. I've been trying to go ahead and do the Marin Moments. And basically what this is several moments of the times that I was able to get Karen to record with me. We never actually recorded a proper podcast, but these moments are essentially a day in the life, even though it's really not a day in the life kind of thing, but they are very, like, raw discussion type moments from various times in our time together. We were together from August 6th of 2017 to November 6th of 2021. Technically November 5th is when she passed, but basically August 6th, 2020. See, this is going to be raw audio, folks. I'm not editing this. I'm not doing it. I'm not cutting that out because I'm already tongue-tied trying to talk about this. We were together from August 6th, 2017 to November 5th or 6th of 2021 when she passed. The biggest thing for us when we were together in the relationship we were in, being married, being divorced, that's a whole story that I'll have to tell later. It's a thing, but we were still together. Our relationship was pretty much everything on the table. All the cards. Show them all. And it worked. And it was fun. And we made each other laugh all of the time. And that's the key here. These moments that you're going to hear throughout this podcast, and this is not going to be a long episode. It's going to be, you know, maybe 20 minutes. It's not going to be long because it's just clips and then me coming in front of the clips kind of thing. So, yeah, laughter really, really did rule our lives, and it was so great and it was so fun, and we could always make each other laugh, and we could always end up, we got to the point where we were so matchy-matchy, like, I would have a thought, and then she would say what I was thinking, kind of thing. So, yeah, the first moment is when we were heading home to Chicago from Louisville, Chicago, Illinois, Louisville, Kentucky. I believe we were getting the rest of my stuff from my old apartment at the time. And we were stuck on the dreaded I-65. That I-65 downtown ramp loop in Louisville, Kentucky is a nightmare. So that's where this first clip comes from. I hope you enjoy it.
See, if I go here, it goes maybe? I don't know.
Okay, maybe.
I hope that's my hope.
Start screaming. Say, get me out of Louisville. Start.
Get me out of Louisville!
Anything else you'd like to say?
No.
No? We need to get home to Chicago because Louisville sucks right now.
Fucking A.
We should have Facebook Live this. That's what we should have done.
Well, I didn't know it was going to be so goddamn hilarious.
You always funny, baby.
Thank you, honey.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I just love, I haven't listened to this in a while. And with Karen gone, it's like, oh, I remember everything about these moments, and I just absolutely love them. This clip is a day in the life kind of thing. Like I said before, it's more of I just let the recorder go and we were kind of sort of testing it out. This was right before I interviewed Eddie from Big Ed's Barbecue in Waukegan, Illinois. So it's a bunch of things. It's Christmas. It's moving to Oregon. It's moving to Washington. Whatever. It's all of that, plus her asking me at the end if I'm ready. I forgot we had this clip. This makes me wish that I had a chance to record more with Karen, because together, we are hilarious. I mean, like I've said before, we made each other laugh all the damn time. So this is a very, very raw clip. You're going to hear my chair squeak like you kind of hear it now, probably. And again, I hope everyone enjoys this blast from our past.
The pizza. That's what you had. You had the salad. Smelled onions?
I smell like onions.
You know, come on, give me the light. Give me the light.
Roll away.
No, roll away.
Well, indeed.
No, it smells sharp. No, if trust me, if wifey smell like onions.
Smell these.
Okay, that smelled like onion.
Why? I smelled it when I was
that
putting
makes
it over
no
my
sense.
Head. Exactly.
That's silly.
Exactly.
I'm only doing this to test,
okay.
To see.
Uh-huh.
Because talk, woman, talk.
Hello, woman, talk, woman. Hi, husband, talk, woman.
Talk louder.
Talk louder. Oh, my God. That kitten is back on the escalator again.
Get you out of Louisville.
Get me out of Chicagoland.
Ain't that the truth.
Get me out of Illinois.
I told Pam we wanted to be in Pacific Northwest by the end of spring.
Yeah.
Supposedly. Because she's like, oh, I asked her if she was ready for the snow. She goes, yeah, I guess we'll probably be somewhere warmer. I said, oh, where are you going? She goes, nowhere. We work too much.
Oh. Hoy. That's not right. I mean, I understand, but that's not right.
Yeah, no.
No. Yeah, by the end of spring, hell. By the end of December.
Most likely, yeah, but...
Well...
Didn't want to...
I know. Like, total freak out.
People aren't going to freaking know until we're actually
out there. I don't think so either.
I mean, unless you've told Sandy.
I don't know if I told her exact timing. Hmm. But I did tell her.
Yeah.
No more of this in-between shit.
Yep.
It's going to be out there we go.
Yep.
How come he's all the way over there hiding?
Because he's an open box and he's not in a...
Oh, he's in a... He's not,
he's
in,
not
a,
in a protect... In a,
okay.
In a pop...
Molded
thing, yeah.
And I was like, why is he hiding?
Yeah, actually,
I get that he's old and shit and he doesn't want to be seen. I can relate. Oh. Yep. So, that bookcase is coming.
That's not,
is trash.
That's dead, yeah.
This, is it good enough, do you think, to take?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll take that.
Because that's essentially my pop shelf, and that's my memorabilia shelf.
Right.
And yes, there are CDs and shit on there, and
right.
Books and whatever,
yeah.
But hello, all the pictures, my helmet,
uh-huh. Yep.
All
yep.
That. But yeah, essentially
okay.
What I'm probably going to do is I'm going to trade that for what's downstairs for this TV.
Okay.
What we used to use for
right.
The TV that we sold
right.
Them.
Right. You're going to put this TV down there. You're not bringing that thing up.
No. When we move,
yes.
Getting rid of this,
yes.
Keeping
keep
the thing downstairs for this television.
Okay, fine.
No.
Okay.
Not, no. No.
I was like, why would you
anything.
Do that for 2 weeks?
No. When we get rid of this, it's gone for good. But this TV now needs a new home unless I put it right here, which
right.
I can't because we now have the printer.
Yeah, right.
So the thing that's downstairs that we were using for the other TV
right.
That we no longer have.
Right.
Will now be...
The home for that. So we are bringing that piece of furniture. So I just want to, like,
yeah.
In my...
Yeah.
Hello.
I mean, it's either that or we find something else and something better and something newer.
I know, but that thing is costs perfect. Money. Exactly. That thing's perfectly just fine.
Dust it off and do a pledge down on it or whatever it'll be kind fine. Of thing. It's fine.
Yeah. The drawers are fine. The shelf, the open unit thing is screwed, so.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm just trying to make sure if I need to adjust the microphone or if I need to have him shout or something, because. The distance, like, for me, watch a foot. When I have it over here, it's, like, right here by my... And I'm sitting here like this, or I'm sitting back like this.
Right.
And the directional is picking it up from here, even though I'm putting more inflection than I would normally do. You see the waveform getting louder as I'm talking.
Well, not that he's going to want to be, like, right up close, but maybe if he's like this...
Yeah, maybe.
And then that's kind of more, maybe just equidistance back, and then there. So
let's try this.
Okay.
Oh, God. Oh, my back.
Hello, Husby. How are you today?
I'm broken.
Me too.
A living dead boy.
A living dead girl. We matchy-matchy all time. Nice to meet you.
It's meet you.
Just beat you.
I don't have a BMW. I don't beat my wife. You know what BMW is backwards, right, folks? Wanted Mercedes-Benz.
Yes, well.
They're still over there. They've been over there all day. The car for what the neighbors over there.
Oh.
Hasn't been there almost all weekend, and then yesterday it showed up.
Oh.
Well, I shouldn't say weekend.
Is it the old owner?
The black car. Yeah,
okay. Yeah. So they haven't closed yet. They're just...
No, it's still pending. Goddamn next door neighbor house goes pending 12 days.
Meanwhile, we're on for like 4 or 5 months here.
Yeah, bastards.
Yep.
Still sitting at contingent.
Okay.
So,
normal... Closing time is 45 to 60 days.
He's an XL.
Okay.
So, for when?
Yep.
Yeah.
What are we going to get her? I know.
I don't know.
Cracker Barrel gift certificate. Like, give me a break. I feel like that's so lame. But it's a place I know they like. Yep. It's like, oh, what the fresh.
Yep. I don't know.
I don't either. All right, I'm going to...
You're going to...
Go to my room.
Excuse me?
Go to the room. It is my room, you know. Just legal rental agreement here. Anyhow.
Deforced.
Exactly. Deforced 2019. Bigger shitstorm than the president. Well, I don't know about that.
Not really.
I don't think anything can be that bad.
Not really. I keep, sadly, they're not in my size at all.
Uh-huh.
I keep seeing shirts like Seinfeld and Costanza 2020.
Yeah,
2020.
Or 2020,
now.
Yeah.
Or,
that's what I meant.
What was the one? Like Pinky and the Brain 2020. Or there was another one I saw that I really liked. And I'm like, damn it.
Yeah.
My size.
Do you have everything you need for him? Like, if he were to ring the bell right now, everything's okay?
No, I still have to write the intro, but...
Get to work!
Well...
Hump.
It's not a hump.
It's a really bad hump.
It's not a really bad hump.
Get to work. Alright, Karen, alright, I hear you. Next up is our reaction to the KFC Lifetime mini-movie. Oh my god. First you're going to hear the trailer for it, and then you're going to hear us reacting to it. And it is hilarious.
And now, the premiere of a Lifetime original mini-movie. A Recipe for Seduction starts now. This piping-hot love affair of deep-fried romantic goodness is presented by Kentucky Fried Chicken.
What do you want me to say? Do you want me to talk about this nasty thing I just watched? This waste of 19 minutes I can never reclaim?
Yes, but you have to talk louder. A Recipe for Love, a
Recipe for Seduction.
Recipe for Seduction, a Lifetime...
/KFC mini movie.
Mini movie, people.
That's what they're calling it.
Mini movie. At first, when I heard about this thing, I thought it was going to be a full-length 1-2-3-hour Hallmark-type movie. My lovely wife, Karen, has just watched this 19-minute catastrophe.
Yes.
What do you think? I have not seen this yet.
I think I need to gouge my eyes out. It was horrible. It was as bad as you think it's going to be, and then worse. It's like a really bad soap opera. It's not a Hallmark movie, Lifetime movie type of thing at all to me. It's more like a single episode of a very bad soap opera that only lasted for one episode because of how bad it is.
Basically, what was this? Not Passions.
Yeah, whatever. I don't remember what those things... Anyway. So, I'm trying to describe this to him, and I said, I can't decide what's worse. The acting, the fact that there's a mini-movie sponsored by KFC...
About KFC.
About KFC. Or Mario Lopez's fucking hair in this goddamn thing. I don't know what they did. I don't know what product they used. I don't know how they put it on him. But, like, the other leading man character, whatever, has, like, a natural graying hair effect. Whatever they did to Mario Lopez looks like they dipped their hands in white paint and ran them through his ran their fingers through his hair, through his little Colonel Sanders, whatever the hell facial hair thing he has. It's disgusting. It's distracting. And then the plot and the thing and the acting and the, it's just, I can't.
So, I'm sitting out here eating lunch, watching Star Wars The Clone Wars with my headphones on. I hear her through my headphones say something, and I'm like, did you say something? So I took my headphones off. She's like, well, I'll never get that 19 minutes back.
Yeah. It's bad. And I have stopped myself from looking online to seeing what people say about it because
it's bad.
Well, and I knew it was going to be bad. And I knew it was going to be cheesy and whatever. I didn't expect it to be that bad. I didn't expect yes, I expected the acting to be very, you know, overdramatic and whatever. Because, hello, it is what it is. But that hair job, what were they thinking? Like, if they're trying to make him look like Colonel Sanders, just go for the full whiteout.
Or just
let him be his younger version of himself with the hair on his face doing the Colonel stash and
whatever.
Chin patch, soul patch thing.
Yeah.
That's fine, too. But instead, it looks like they... No. No.
Norm MacDonald, Jim Gaffigan, insert any other person that has been in the KFC commercials, probably did a better job than Mario Slater from Saved by the Bell. This is what his career is reduced to? Are you kidding me? And again, I have not seen this. I'm actually going to pause this recording. I will waste 19 minutes of my life that I'll never get back. I'll have a heart attack and never be able to finish this podcast episode. But I'm going to watch this thing and... If I need to gouge my eyes out, good thing I'm already legally blind.
Yeah, seriously. At least you can't fully see what I fully just saw. Oh, and then what I really love is, like, coming up next, you know, after the mm-hmm. little mini-movie, Mario Lopez and Feliz Navidad. I'm like, okay, I gotta go now. Bye.
There's only one Christmas movie... Christmas, Hallmark, whatever insert, whatever channel movie that I actually enjoy with him in it.
Mm-hmm.
And has nothing to do with him. It has to do with the fact that it's Melissa Joan, it's fucking Clarissa.
Oh, yeah.
Holiday in Handcuffs.
Yeah.
I love that one because she basically kidnaps him.
Yep.
And she basically does all this shit to him.
I remember that.
You know, so
yep,
it's like,
I remember that.
That's the only one I really care for. But I mean, what the hell, Mario Lopez? We'll be back after this.
Dinner's ready when you are.
Colonel Sanders, boys and girls, make a really finger licking.
Good chicken.
Colonel Sanders has lived on through many actors at KFC. There's now been 9 comedic colonels just since 2015.
Howdy, folks. It's me, Colonel Sanders.
And the newest addition to the Colonel family, Ray Liotta from the movie Goodfellas.
To become a member of a crew, you've got to be 100% Italian so they can trace all your relatives back to the old country.
And now he's part of the KFC crew. He recently hit the screen with his split feelings on KFC's new chicken choices.
What have I become?
Seems like the best idea is if we just try both.
Who said that?
Let's take a look back at some of the colonels, starting with comedian Daryl Hammond. Hammond played the colonel till fellow SNL alum Norm MacDonald jumped in his shoes just 3 months later.
Howdy, folks. I'm the real Colonel Sanders.
Then in 2016, out of nowhere, Jim Gaffigan swooped in.
No more Nashville hot chicken, no more colonel. I mean, what are you gonna do? It's not like you can find another colonel, right?
It was easy, actually. That summer, they hit the beach and found legendary actor George Hamilton.
I'm feeling a little extra crispy.
That fall, Rob Riggle jumped into the bucket of colonels.
Here I come!
But it was game over only a month later when Mad Men's Vincent Kartheiser crooned his way onto the scene.
It's KFC's Nashville Colonel!
At the beginning of 2017, KFC went back in time.
Hello? Hello?
Casting Billy Zane, one of Biff's sidekicks from Back to the Future.
New KFC Georgia Gold Honey Mustard Barbecue.
As the Gold Colonel.
It's finger-licking gold.
Finally, we've hit the bottom of the bucket with the latest take on the late great chicken icon. Rob Lowe's astronaut colonel is hoping to keep KFC's marketing scheme flying sky high. From the ball field and beach to zero G's.
Spicy. Crispy. Spacey.
That's a bucket full of KFC colonels on the lowdown.
Well, folks, I guess we never recorded part 2 of the KFC mini movie with my reaction to watching it. Basically, it boils down to I agree with whatever Karen just said just now in her opinion. Her opinion and my opinion are the same opinion on this matter. That Mario Lopez KFC mini movie was so bad. Just so bad. Up next is something we were trying to do to help Karen's doctors out in the Pacific Northwest understand what was going on with her ailments, and I was trying to film it, and I kept saying the wrong day and the wrong year and the wrong everything. So that's just a little clip coming up next.
We are recording. This is Sunday, March 19th.
Fuck. No.
This is Sunday, August 9th. No, shit.
Wrong answer.
I can't even do an autopsy video right.
You got the wrong. You only got 10
left. This is Sunday, February 9th, 2027. I don't know. Alright, so Sunday, September 19th, 2021, at just after noonish Pacific time, Karen Blanchard. Say hi to the people.
Hi, people.
And the last little clip before I close this out is Karen as Cousin It from the Addams Family. So we were in whatever stores we were in that day, and we ended up going to, I think, GameStop or somewhere, wherever there are Funko Pops, and I saw Cousin It. And I was like, ooh, I want that pop. That's a cool pop. Well, Karen had long hair. Karen's hair at the time was long enough where she could basically cover her entire face. If you go to geekcastradio.com and you go to this post, you'll see a picture of Karen as Cousin It holding the pop. And I just love her so much for embracing my Funko Pop fanaticism. And yeah, that's going to do it. So that'll be the last clip.
Okay, do it louder. My wife has turned into Cousin It.
hope everyone has enjoyed this. I have enjoyed going back and listening to these clips because I haven't since we initially recorded them, and some of them were actually video clips that I exported the audio out of. Like I said, the quote-unquote autopsy video, and it wasn't an autopsy video, people. We were trying to... She had something on her arms that we were trying to show the doctor, and all this, the things that were popping into my head was every true crime thing we've ever seen between Forensic Files and Autopsy with Dr. Michael, whatever his name is. I forget what his last name is at the time, at the time of this recording and all that. So, yeah, it, God, I miss her. I'm recording this on Christmas Day, 2022, and it's been a year and over a month since Karen died, and oh God. This isn't how it was supposed to be. I mean, I know things happen, I know life happens and whatever else, but once you find the one you love, you're not supposed to lose them after only 4.5 years of being in love. Karen and I really never fought. We fought a few times, we argued a few times, but most of the time, we were simpatico. We were, as she would say, matchy-matchy. And, yeah, not having her here anymore, it's... Ugh. Somebody please, take this knife out of my back. So, yeah. Like I said, folks, I hope everyone enjoyed this. I enjoyed putting this together. I have laughed so hard while working on this because I remember all the good times that we had, and Merry Christmas, everybody. Hold on to the ones you love. You know, always check in on the ones that you love because you never know when they're going to be gone. And yeah, this was the Marin moments. And the reason why this was the Marin moments, because Mike and Karen, we were trying to figure out our combined name, and Marin was the only real solution, because Mike and Karen, like Kike, K-I-K-E, that doesn't sound right. So, the Marin moments. Plus, we both love the Thomas Rhett and Marin Morris song that they did. What was that song? Oh, God, it's... I'm blanking on it, and I shouldn't blank on it. What's the name of that fucking song? What's the name of that fucking song? Right here on Geekcast Radio Network. Oh, no, I'm in the right playlist. Holy crap, you guys are hearing me do live audio things that I'm probably going to cut out, but where is Thomas, not Theory, Thomas, where are you, Thomas Rhett? Craving You, that's what it was. Craving You by Thomas Rhett and Marin Morris. So, yeah. Oh, man. I know people say it'll get easier over time, and even though it's only been a year, it's not easier. It's not going to get easier. I've told this story before, and I know I'm rambling on at this point, but it's just what I do. If you've listened to any of my podcasts that are actually fully edited and a full production type thing, even though this is also a full production type of thing, I did very little editing on this because I, as I said in the beginning, I wanted it to be as raw and as real as I possibly could get it to be. So yeah, I ramble a lot, and now because I'm rambling on things, I don't remember what in the hell I was going to say. This has been the Marin Moments. We'll catch you next time when I talk to Tony Wolf in episode 313 of Geekcast Radio. Because this was episode 312, 312, Chicago area code, and Karen was from Chicago. So that's why I kind of switched these around. The one thing we always said to each other, and I don't know how we came up with this. I think we were watching something. It was probably had to do with Buzz Lightyear, most likely, but we were always trying to one-up each other when we would tell each other that we loved the other person. So, I love you. I love you. I love you more. I love you most. and so on and so on. So our saying was, you know, we combined all of that and then turned it into a Buzz Lightyear saying, I love you more, most, infinity, and beyond. And that's still true, even though Karen's not here anymore. Like I said a second ago, folks, hold on to the ones you love. Be with the ones you love. Talk to them, call them, write them a letter, write them an email. Get them on a Skype call, get them on a whatever call. Oh boy, my phone just went off. Great. Do whatever you gotta do to keep your loved ones close to you while they're here. Because one day they won't be, and that really, really sucks. I am TFG and Mike. You can reach me on Twitter under that name, at TFG and Mike. You can follow me on Instagram if you like, at TFG and Mike Presents. And unleash the geek in you, and I will catch you next time.
Get me out of Louisville!
We should have Facebook Live this. That's what we should have done.
Well, I didn't know it was going to be so goddamn hilarious.
Everybody, it's Chuck and Stacy from VO Buzz Weekly.
And you are listening to Geek, 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 one more.